It's Tuesday, the 18th of November. It's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Green Greencast. Here to talk about games, Aaron.
Hi.
Jack.
Hi.
And Goz.
Star Trek.
And I, as always, am Ace. Today we are streaming and playing and talking about Ninja Gaiden Ragebound. It came out in July by developer The Game Kitchen and publisher Dotemu and Joystick, not the adult streaming service. And we all have this, so we're all going to play it for the first time.
Yeah, it's pretty retro today.
Yeah.
So have any?
Go
ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to mention that this is one of the two Ninja Gaiden games that came out this year.
Oh my. What was the other one?
It was Ninja Gaiden 4.
That makes a lot of sense. Have you ever played any Ninja Gaiden games beforehand, any of you?
I played Ninja Gaiden Black Sigma 2, I think, and it was challenging.
I think I just played some NES Ninja Gaidens, ones where you just run to the right and you can do a swipe with your sword and get an item to shoot a projectile and stuff like that. Oh, and you can wall jump.
I also played the Neo games, which are somewhat similar to the Team Ninja Gaiden games.
Very cool. I've only played the NES one with Rewind on, which made it a lot easier.
Well, let's see how this one fares. Let's all start.
Race for story.
Hopefully there won't be a thinly veiled BJ scene like in Ninja Gaiden 2 for NES.
Walter Smith?
As always, those pesky Americans have to appear in our Japanese ninja games.
Yeah, Prologue, I hate Legacy, the Americans.
The fateful night in which the Habayuse clan lost its leader.
It's John Hayabusa.
What?
It's your Hayabusa, but it's basically John Hayabusa.
I was just thinking my volume level.
Ooh, you can deflect. Nice.
A crystal skull. Ooh, you can also just climb walls, just like in the older games.
We are a ninja.
Gaiden.
Birds. Safe point.
Keep forgetting we can climb on the roof.
Ooh. They can block things sometimes.
Okay, I think... is the leader supposed to die in, like, normal gameplay when you take enough damage? Because that's what might happen to me before I get to the end of this stage. Oh, ah, fuck! Stupid Falcon! He flew off the screen and then back on the screen.
Cheating.
That is the birds for you. Annoying. Oh, yeah.
So remind us, who reviewed this for us? Was it Alana?
I think it was Alana, yeah. Our very own retro.
Oh, frick!
Very own brand.
If you're interested, you can check out her review on GameGrin.com.
GameGrin don't Commodore! Super fun time!
Game Green Commodore?
Yeah, we're in a console, didn't you hear?
Commodore was a computer.
It was also a games console.
Rick.
I think the game is still a bit too loud.
Oh, Act no.
One, Path of the Ninja.
Okay, there we go.
I'm ahead for you guys, aren't I?
Probably a bit.
I just caught up with you. I'm guessing.
I just made it past the big hole.
Which one?
The first one. I've been doing okay. A big hole almost got me, but I've been... Oh, frick. Well.
So it'll be like I finish the prologue and then I control a different character, and it turns out that they can dash and do all that modern stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's neat.
Because this is just like the old games where you can just dash and attack, but the enemies are a bit more aggressive than in those retro games, so I keep looking for a dodge button.
There's pogoing.
Oh, made it to a cutscene. There's a guy with a sword.
That's the protagonist.
Oh, okay. Why am I? Who am I playing as then?
The guy with the sword.
It's a different guy with the sword.
Oh well, then you should have specified.
Oh no, I have been stabbed. Well, sliced more likely. That was a pretty cool introduction. Ooh, a match cut.
Ah! I run into freaking Shrodami and receive damage.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I forgot I can climb on the roof again. My one weakness.
Challenges. No damage, beat dummy ambush in one try, win the duel. Okay, try that. I do love how cinematic the scenes are, just like in the first game. Use L1 or X midair to perform a guillotine boost.
Okay, that's neat. We can do like Shovel Knight.
I never played that.
Well, he pogo is on the shovel. Like Scrooge McDuck. We can do like Scrooge McDuck, Ace. You'll get that boomer reference, right? Cause you're old.
Just because I'm old doesn't mean I'm old.
Actually, like, the attack reminds me more of Strider than, like, your basic attack, more of Strider than Ninja Gaiden.
A bit, yeah.
But that's just semantics, I suppose. Come on!
Dang it.
And there we go, we can dodge. That old leader, no dodging. That new young guy can do everything, you know.
He's got a bad back. Oh man, I didn't win the duel.
Dang it. Didn't realize that was gonna do that.
I don't think you can win that duel.
What duel?
No,
no, up, 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 up. Can I have another one of those review? Thank you.
God dang it. Ah.
Okay, this is a very well designed tutorial level.
It is.
Agreed. It's definitely fun to like try to do a perfect run too.
No, no, no. I hate that the Shrodami's damage you when you touch them, though.
that's horrible. Kept running into them myself as well.
Ooh, you can dodge through enemies. That is pretty cool. Hypercharge. Defeat isn't exposed to horrible, grant you the enhanced attack, allowing you to cut through anything in a single blow.
I sense secrets. It was. Haha.
The meteors killed me.
Yeah, they weren't fun.
There's a secret technique to sacrifice your vitality to enhance your next attack. Ooh, hold to use your force. Ah! Frick. I was doing so well.
Oh, you're supposed to do this like this. I see. I was like, how do I pass those flaming nuts?
Oh, big demon.
There we go. I'm a ninja.
You're the best ninja.
Stop sucking up. You're not getting a raise.
Come on.
I'm not even in charge of that.
Could be.
I don't even get any raises. I mean, I do all the time, but it just amounts to zero in the end anyway.
I mean, the last time
Are you complaining about your raises, Gauze?
Yes!
There's multiple raises.
If you're not careful, you won't get any more.
Oh no! That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I'm not focusing on the fight because I'm having a fun chatting.
Well, also, the last time, what you're supposed to do.
True.
Sorry, go on.
Last time I got a raise, it was one of those. Oh yeah, we pay you more, but due to the VAT levels, we pay you less now. Have fun.
What's VAT? You said it weird. You didn't just say VAT.
Not something you put water in. It's about something tax. Very annoying tax.
So you don't know what it stands for, but you still make sure to say VAT.
Yes.
There's value added tax, isn't it?
Yes. Or very annoying tax, like I so hilariously put it.
Ooh, beat the ambush in one try. Perfect dodgeout run. Very cool.
But it seems you can actually win the duel on the tutorial, because I saw that there is an objective for that. And I actually got pretty far.
Nice.
I'm going to try to win the duel now myself. Probably going to fail, but I'll try.
Good luck. Just pace yourself and take notes of his attack patterns. Right. When he spins along the ground, for example, at the end, he will do an uppercut.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you.
And halfway through the fight, he gets like two new moves. But you can also dodge them.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, don't be afraid to bounce off his head with the bounce thing. That also helps. I must say, those jars that spew flaming nuts give me anxiety.
A bit.
And also the forearm demons that go,
Well, I lost the duel.
You get them next time.
It's the next level, but yeah, I can try that again. That's my point. Not now, but I'm glad that I finished the first two challenges. Kill with hypercharge attacks, 5. Lunge attacks, 5. Guillotine boost attacks. Guillotine boost attacks?
I got a B rank.
Wait, what am I? Oh, down. Thank you, helpful Golden Kunai of Aroness.
Our trusted friend, Golden Kunai of Aroness.
Oh, I missed one crystal skull on the level.
I missed a lot of things.
I want to go like back. The enemies.
There we go. Took me a few tries, and I turned assist mode damage down. But I didn't turn it off.
Frick.
It does go down to 0.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it has a pretty extensive.
It's a really nice assist mode. Frick. I should have guillotine boosted that. Ooh.
I also got a B rank.
Yay! Well done.
I also missed the first crystal skull, apparently.
Yeah, I got the other two.
Where is the first crystal skull?
I don't know. I missed it.
Okay, there's talismans. That's cool.
Sometimes there are gaps with flames like that you can dodge through. So I assume that's where one skull was. Hello, Nikki!
Hey, Nikki!
I forgot to run the thing that does the bongs. Hold on.
Okay, so that flame thing I can't get through. Darn it. Okay, that did not work the way I was thinking it was going to. Oh, frick. God dang it. Controller.
Okay, bongs should be enabled again.
I did not realize those would go through the wall.
Ah! You just have to try it out. You just couldn't help yourself. Oh, nice!
On the stream, Jack, your gameplay is dropping a lot of frames.
Stop downloading porn from joystick.com.
No.
It's joystick.tv.
Ah, fuck.
See if I can do anything about that. Just a sec. Nikki could be.
I'm trying to brute force that boss.
Nikki, joystick.tv is a adult streaming site.
By the way, there's a CRT filter. I'm going to put it on.
No! Not CRT filter!
It'll help me dropping frames like crazy.
Wait, Ace already beat the game.
No, I'm just stuck on the credits. I'm not going to progress any further. I'm just watching you guys play.
Got the second of the crystals in that level. Darn it.
A jetpack ninja. Was I imagining it? It was.
Okay, I think you got it. No, I don't got it. I don't got it. I'm dead.
What ninja that's bullying me? No, I died.
Oh, frick.
Damn you, jetpack ninja. How dare you be cool?
No, crap! No, stupid skull. Crap, I missed them so badly.
Got all the scarabs.
I keep trying to aim the attack.
Thank you.
On the plus side, goes if when you finished it, there is an achievement you get for defeating an enemy that killed you.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Achievement you can never get if you are too good at the game.
Exactly.
You know, I recently played a game called Blood West from a couple years ago, and it has an achievement for dying in the hard mode. And I'm like, are developers just being cheeky now and adding an achievement that you don't want to get?
I have actually seen people complain, saying that achievements for failing make it look like you can't play the game. So now people looking at your achievements list, they'll know that you died, and they'll think that you're bad at the game because you died when you were just trying to get the achievement.
I get where they're coming from, but I think we would know that it's only like the crowd that makes fun of you if you don't have any skins in Fortnite would go that far.
Yeah. And honestly, some of those death achievements can be quite hard. Like in X-Men Dynasty, there's an achievement worth 0 gamer score for dying 100 times. I tried to grind it and I couldn't do it.
It's the CIA.
The CIA?
Yeah, the CIA in Ninja Gaiden, don't you remember? Ryu's love interest is CIA. And later she looks like a typical CIA agent in the NES games, but they sexualize her and when it goes 3D.
Well, the CIA found the massive Hellgate, so that's something.
I got 121 out of 115 kills. What does that even mean, dude? Oh, I got A rank in the prologue.
Look at me. Nice, well done.
Frick. God dang it. What the heck, game? Come on.
How do you change skins? Which button?
In the main menu, it's in extras.
Oh, you have to go to the main menu, okay.
Boom, there we go.
Too bad we didn't get to play as the other character yet. I wonder if you get to play as Ryu in this. I know that you get to play as Ryu in Ninja Gaiden 4. Normally you play as Yakumo, but...
Well done, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Hey! Okay, so max combo up to 125 was the goal, I guess? 119 out of 115 kills? That's impressive. Collectibles could have taken me over the top. Challenges took up a big part of that. Okay, so things do better. Do it faster, get a better max combo, and get that first collectible. Got it.
So overall, this wasn't as difficult as I feared. I thought it might be one of those Twitch hardcore platformers, but with the addition of the assist mode as well, that's a really good sign for it. I'm definitely going to play this a bit more at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bogged down by too much modern, like, additions. Like, at levels being too open and collectibles and upgrade tree experience, etc., etc., etc. It's just really to get in, really easy to get into.
Yeah,
it feels very much like a Game Boy Advance game. I mean that in a good way. I mean, is it possible to say that and mean it in a bad way? It feels like a Game Boy Advance game.
I mean, I'm sure people say it like that. They say that it looks like a PS2 game, etc.
Yeah, I mean specifically Game Boy Advance.
If you say it looks like a PS2 game and plays like a Game Boy Advance game, is that bad?
I don't know.
No, you want games to play like Game Boy Advance games.
Look, it's an old console. If something is like something that's old, then it's obviously bad. Like Ace.
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance is pretty good. This is Ace Advance SP over here.
So yeah, this has been Ninja Gaiden Ragebound, and we have been the Grincast. That brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you for joining me, Aaron Goes, and Jack.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grincast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge, and of course, check out our writings on GamingGrin.com. Until next time, game on.